You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
There's been a new court ruling from the High Court in Makanda that has dismissed the Eastern Cape's Transport MEC's application for leave to appeal a previous court decision that we've covered on the show regarding the Intercape matter. I'm joined on the line by Intercape's CEO once again, Johan Ferreira, to take a look at this. Good evening, Johan. Lovely to speak to you again. You and I spoke in June of last year. A whole year has passed. The court appealed the decision that you won last year that we spoke about. Last year, what's happened in the last year, Johan?
Hello.
Hi, Johan.
Yes. What happened in the last year? Right. So, well, more attacks, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. The Minister of Transport in the Eastern Cape, together with the National Police, has applied for leave to appeal, which they now have lost. And this is now the end of the road. So, you know, they have to sit down. This is the Department of Transport and the SAPS. They have to sit down and do what the court told them to do more than a year ago, and that is to compile a plan, a safety plan, to safeguard the Intercape coaches through the Eastern Cape, in specifically these hotspot areas. Now, I was just, you know, interviewed by Rake on the another channel at RS here. And you had the spokesperson for the South African police just after me. And I listened to what she was saying. And you know, what really gets to me is that it's a lot of hot air being blown around by you know, the police, saying they don't have the resources, they can't escort each and every bus. That's never the case. The case is about five specific towns in the Eastern Cape and one or two specific routes in the Eastern Cape. And it says if there are danger and reports of danger, then the police must be visible at these stops. We've never asked the police to escort each and every bus throughout South Africa. You know, we're not stupid. You know, that can't be done. But, you know, they blow hot air around and make it out to be this impossible task. It's not an impossible task. It's five towns in the Eastern Cape with one road running through these towns. And it's not a question of 24/7. It's a question of when there are these flare-up of violence, then they have to be there and they have to protect. That is the crux of the matter. And yeah, anyway, so they now can't, you know, they can't go anywhere. They have to comply. And on the 21st of August, we'll be in Parliament at the Police Portfolio Committee, where we will present our case again before Parliament. And the police will now have to answer to Parliament and say why they've not implemented a safety plan, why not adhering to Supreme Court rulings.
Johan, when we look at the plan that you've asked, or the plan that's been court mandated to be implemented, is a plan going to be enough?
I believe so. I think the plan will be enough, but the problem starts with making arrests. That's the root cause of the problem. Policing the hotspot areas and not doing anything about the perpetrators, that is the root cause of the problem. Now, I mean, we have evidence upon evidence upon evidence where police were in attendance while violence was committed. And they turn a blind eye. You know, there was this issue in the Eastern Cape in Umtata about 2 months ago where people were shot at the airport. I don't know if you can remember that. That whole incident started at the Intercape office on the Monday. And it spiraled out of control, and it ended up at the airport. And only at the airport, when they attacked the airport, then people were shot. But they did nothing when they attacked the Intercape depot in Umtata and officers. They marched, these thugs marched our staff with automatic rifles out of the office. They drove them out of the office. All the operations were stopped in Umtata for a day by gunpoint. And the police were there. They were witness to all of this. They didn't do anything. No arrests were made. 192 cases at this point in time with attempted murder and extortion intimidation, not a single arrest. And also the spokesperson for the SAPS said, well, you know, there was one guy that was arrested. She doesn't know why he was arrested for. This is Bonki Makalala. He was arrested for murder, not Intercape's murder, a murder, not linked to Intercape. But the problem is the police doesn't understand their department, their own police department. So, you know, they take one story, they try and link it to another story to make them look good, but they don't have the facts. The fact of the matter is no one has been arrested, 192 cases and counting.
Mm. Well, certainly a scary development, and we wish you the best when you present to Parliament on the 21st of August. We'll keep an eye on this, and hopefully we can assist in any way that we can to ensure the safety of consumers, the safety of commuters. But thanks so much for those updates and for the insights, Johan. That's Johan Ferreira, CEO at Intercape, on the latest court developments, the Intercape team winning the appeal to have the department formulate the plan that they was originally supposed to formulate a year ago.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.